You know, the record that started it all for us and drew the line in our career between where the band would end up, where the band would find a true heart, and I guess true love is the only way that I can put it. The record is called Battle Hymns. And it was that record that separated America and Man of War, because Man of War never wanted to be a typical American band and play the kind of shit that those fucking idiots play. It's no fucking secret why EMI Records told Man of War to get the fuck out after 3 weeks. It was the best thing they could have done for us and for all of you. Because it made us decide, well, do we fucking quit and stop playing heavy metal? It made us decide, do we try to change our style and be a bunch of suck-ass motherfuckers? Or do we take the love and the belief and the faith of the greatest fucking fans in the world, each and every one of you, and rise up from that fucking disaster and create metal heavier than any other motherfuckers play? And that's what we chose to do for all of you, and that's why we're here today, because of each and every one of you true metal motherfuckers. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to two of the guys who made that legendary landmark album with us, Mr. Ross the Boss. The true brother of steel. And a completely wild motherfucking party maniac who always likes to drink a lot of beers and fuck a lot of girls, Mr. Donnie